This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, I talked a little about the light spectrum for houseplants. If you're trying to get a houseplant to flower, ideally, you'll give it the full spectrum of light. While you can achieve that with a combination of warm soft bulbs and the cool white bulbs, you may consider LED lights. According to a 2016 study, NASA scientists found that LED lights provide the best source of lighting for plants cultivated indoors. Better for plants, better for the environment. Further NASA research on the effects of different light spectra on plants found that red and blue lights offer the best support for photosynthesis, which is the process used by plants to transform light into the energy needed for growth and flowering. I'll have more on LED lighting on GardenBite.com. I will also note that if your goal is to start seeds indoors, then shop lights, those generally ugly lights hanging in your garage, are all you need. They are cool, fluorescent, and cheap. Check the ends of your fluorescent shop light tubes. If they're turning gray to black, then it's most likely time to replace them. They're losing their intensity. By the way, I'm not suggesting you start sowing seeds indoors yet. If you start this early, you'll get leggy plants that will likely be very weak. That, or they'll start to take over your home, and that's a whole other story. Natural light, of course, is always best, but when we're looking at the dark days of winter, our plants are feeling the light shift too. Providing them with a little boost isn't a bad thing. Seems as though every living thing needs a little light in the darkness. A winter getaway sounds good for the humans. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? You'll also find Garden Bite on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Be sure to subscribe to my channel. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.